We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rex Ryan, should the Patriots bring Antonio Brown back?
They have to. Like, this is it. They have no weapons. When your running back is your second weapon, that's not good enough. And here's the thing, I say they have to. Nobody in their right mind would bring this guy into their team in the first place. But the fact that New England did at the beginning of the year tells you they knew what they had and what they didn't have.
I love Rex Ryan. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth. They have to, and then, but who's going to bring him back? It's done. It's over. It's Dunsky, Antonio Brown. So he screwed
what
it up.
What did he do now?
He screwed it up again.
What did he do now?
Well, and we mentioned this 2 or 3 weeks ago. We said, you'll find out whether he's got any shot of coming back here to New England, because he did that little apology to Bob Kraft. And, you know, it was heartfelt. It was a bunch of BS, probably written by Drew Rosenhaus or somebody else. And it was out then. We said, once he takes that back, pretty much tells you that he's found out they're not going to take him back, and he's probably sitting there saying, why did I waste my time apologizing? So he does a couple things. One, during the game yesterday or after the game, he puts out a video with his highlights as a New England Patriot, which only included that Miami game. And then Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, meaning him. And then he took somebody on Instagram. Was that where it was? So this Gillette Nation, I'm starting to question if Robert Kraft wants to win. This is a business. I can't read the whole thing.
Read the whole thing.
Read the whole thing.
There's a little too much I can't read in here because he gets into certain things that happen at the spa that I'm not sure whether they happen or not. But he basically, when you like something like this, you're just burning your bridges. And my guess is that Drew Rosenhaus has probably said to him in the last couple of days, nah, we're not getting any phone calls from the Foxborough area. No, nobody's calling us. So he's Dunsky here, I would say. Dunsky.
Sure.
And Rex Ryan is right in this respect. They do need him.
Well, I guess they aren't kicking the tires.
No, I think you were absolutely right about this. Well, as a matter of fact, yeah. Jason Lockenfohr, didn't he talk about that yesterday?
Lockenfohr did. I think that was Sunday. I don't know what we're doing with an echo, but I think it was Sunday morning. He talked about how, Patriots players and coaches still open for Antonio Brown reunion. He said there's no timetable for an NFL decision.
Really?
He said NFL players and coaches would welcome him. New England players and coaches would welcome him back.
Wait, say that again, Lou. Ooh. Say that again. What does that basically mean to you?
Kicking the tires.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Yeah, kicking the tires.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And he actually said that, about the coaches. Coaches said that had absolutely no issues or problems at all with the coaches' staff. So that the players and the coaches would welcome him back. That sounds like someone was kicking the tires. Doesn't it?
Yep. I think you were right, Ski. I think you were.
Oh, Jesus.
I think you were.
I mean, everybody wanting to shoot down your report.
Yeah.
Acting like you said they were about to sign him.
Yeah.
You just said they're kicking the tires. Now, Jason Lockenfohr comes out with it on Sunday, and oh, look.
Yeah, so you know what his problem is? He doesn't have a really cool phrase that he attached it to. That was his problem.
Right, so I think they have kicked the tires.
Well, huh? Right.
And, of course, you didn't. It wasn't your phrase. You picked it up from the source that told you.
Everybody will kill the messenger.
Exactly.
So you were right.
Yeah. No, I think you were right. And I think we're going to hear a lot more, possibly when we get to the offseason. I mean, let's face it, guys.
What would you hear in the offseason?
Well, if this team fails to do and accomplish what they want to accomplish, and unfortunately for them, the bar is set really high, which means getting to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl, it'll be an offseason of why did it unravel? Why did this thing not work? And I think personnel is going to be the number one topic. And if you're dealing with personnel, then you're going to be asking the question, would they have been better off staying with Antonio Brown and not releasing him?
Well, I would say that Instagram post kind of puts an end to it. I wish he didn't resend that. Because that whole line about Kraft, about the report, about what happened down at the spa, that little line that's in this thing that we can't really read,
because
I don't know how else to get around it. I wish he didn't send that.
Yeah, but you know he can't help himself, Lou.
No, he can't help himself.
And that's what. And my guess is that the reason he suddenly felt the liberty and he was able to do that is because he's now gotten word that New England is not going to bring him back.
But he deleted it, correct?
Did he delete it?
Within about 20 minutes.
So yeah, like
I'm not even sure
later.
If he actually read the whole message. Probably just read the first half.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, so, he deleted it. So if you're telling me that bridge was blown up and there's no way he's returning to New England, why delete it?
Yeah, that's a good point.
We need to all try to stop getting inside
of his
head.
You're trying to deal with an irrational person. You're trying to rationally deal with an irrational person.
Yes.
It doesn't work.
I like it.
Accountability.
I mean, like the week before when I was rooting for them to lose to Dallas and this offense struggle in the home crowd, I think you saw it yesterday. So maybe I was a week too early. But they had this damn Instagram post. The thing is out there right now. It's
like
not going anywhere.
To him. He is just so hooked.
I mean, even
on
if Robert was like, you know, then he reads this, he's like, oh, really? Reports that I did what? You know what? To the who? To my what?
When? How?
Forget
it. Wasn't me.
Ain't good. Ain't good.
Eddie is in Jersey. Eddie.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Eddie. Right.
Listen, I got a question. You know, I mean, we've been talking all day about, you know, what the problem is, what the root of the problem is. We all know what the root of the problem, you know, you draft a second round running back and then you freaking put him out for the year. You have no tight end and whatsoever. But can we start talking about what can we do? Because this coming week, especially against the Chiefs, because if we don't win this game on Sunday at home, you know, we're looking at playing in the wild card round. You know what I mean? And I, like I said, it's, and when that kind of puts a little bit of shade on and
lose
what,
the division,
we're
huh?
going to be here next year now. Yeah, because we played Buffalo the following week. And listen, I don't think, you know, if Kansas City breaks up like 35 points, we're not winning next Sunday.
Oh, no, listen, Sunday. So I would just take that off the table. You only hope that you see somewhat of an improvement offensively because you're not going to be able to keep up with Mahomes. Is it supposed to snow or rain? Maybe very windy. That might help.
Too early.
But they're putting up points, and you can't match
them.
You lose that game too.
Snows in Kansas City too, so they got it. Listen, the only way you're going to be able to do anything offensively is, I don't know, get Julian Edelman more involved in it.
How do you get more involved?
More involved in it. I don't know. You.
I'm actually amazed they
set more picks.
You tried
it right. It's amazing to me because you can see it. They're not only doubling them, but they're just beating the crap out.
Well, I don't know when the game was on the line. It sort of seemed like when they started doubling Julian Edelman. James White was a non-factor in that game for the first 2.5 quarters.
Yes,
I mean he had one catch for 4 yards with 4 or 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It was a blowout. They started dropping off. They started playing zones, and guys, you know, Edelman was open and James White was open, but earlier. Once Edelman caught those first few passes, it was like, okay, they double-teamed him, and that was it. James White still wasn't involved. But once they sort of went back to prevent, or whatever the hell you want to call it, garbage time, that's when Edelman, Brady, and White all went off. So I would argue that when the game was really on the line, that James White wasn't even involved. He just only got involved once you were getting smoked 21-3. That was it.
Yep.
You know,
but I also think offensively, I thought Billy O'Brien had a great game plan. If you notice, they had the three running backs back there, the tight ends,
similar,
which they picked up from Baltimore, obviously, from that Baltimore game.
Wasn't as successful with it.
And the other thing is, they stayed away from your corners early in the game. They said, you know what? We'll go to the linebackers. We'll get some mismatches off the linebackers. We'll stay away from the corners. So later on, they got Hopkins involved in the game, and he had, what, 5 catches or whatever. But early on, They weren't challenging New England's
corners. Well, what do you think about
Duke Johnson became a big part of it.
So
yes.
What do you think? To me, so DeAndre Hopkins was elite talent and, you know, being the number one guy that they need to take out. To me, he ends up with, 8 targets, 5 receptions, 64
yards.
That's
what we called. Yeah. That's what he does every time.
Right. Go look,
every game log against the Patriots.
Done there?
No, every game log against the Patriots, it's 5 for 65.
Yeah.
No. 6 for 60, no. Whatever. It's not like craziness.
One of those five went 8 yards when he needed 10 in a third down situation.
Well, I would say that it wasn't Amari Cooper, but I would say DeAndre Hopkins is a better back.
Yes.
I mean, better wide receiver.
And Gilmore wasn't always on him, too, in some of those. It was some zones, and he caught some passes.
But I would say, I mean, so you negate in the beginning, it was the backs. In the first half, at least, it was a tight ends getting involved. That big guy Fells, who was and the other guy.
And they picked on Jonathan Jones.
Aikens, the other guy, Aikens.
They
Aikens
picked
got
on
him involved.
They picked on Jonathan Jones.
Even the touchdown that
great
he gave
numbers.
But the amazing thing was that the Kenny Stills on that first one that they ruled he Fuller. Did not have possession.
Yeah.
Was that Fuller
yeah.
that, on that first one? So he goes out of bounds, and they come right back in the end zone.
Stills.
And the same thing.
Yeah, same yeah. exact thing.
And even the touchdown the very next play after they
reviewed
it. Was it
Stills in the first one?
Just,
I thought it was Stills
no,
in
it was
the
Fuller,
first one.
No, it was Fuller, because I had him in DraftKings.
This,
and, yeah.
The second one, so the play after they get a touchdown, they go right back to him. And I would say, I mean, it wasn't bad coverage. He just kind of lost where the receiver kind of lost him, right?
No,
just for a split second. It wasn't terrible. I don't know. It's if you're trying to look for some good news, some positive signs that it isn't quite as bad as you feel like it is.
Give me
what
some.
Would that? No, I was going to ask you, what would it be?
Are you playing at home this weekend? Hopefully the flu will be through your room
and
gone.
Kansas City catches the flu?
Ooh, very good.
Because they only got one plane.
By the way, how have we not got the flu? We've been down here now the last couple of weeks. How are we not catching?
Are
you feeling a little sick right now?
No, I actually feel pretty good.
I'm trying to think of something I feel good about in that game.
Well,
I'm serious.
Okay, hold on. I got a bunch for you. Actually,
what?
I can make you feel better.
Well, I know you think Brady was outstanding.
I would say look at the second half alone.
Yeah, when they played pre-game.
Well, you call it the third series? The third series and the third possession of the Patriots in the third quarter, that's prevent?
Was it 21-3 at the time?
That's not prevent.
Well, you scored, and they went right down. They put like an 8-9 play drive to make it 28-9.
Yeah, but
I mean, it was just – and then they were like, whatever, good luck. It was like 7 minutes to go. What are you going to do?
You know
what
the amazing part about that game is that had Brandon Bolden been able to hold on to the onside kick, not go out of bounds, you would have been at the 40-yard line with about 40 or 50 seconds left. You actually could have won that game, which is hard to believe because the game didn't seem that close.
No, it wasn't.
You would have had a chance of winning that game.
Lost in all this, and I cannot believe it's we haven't even discussed it yet, but the fact that your kicker – had his appendix removed?
Yeah.
And then you have Kai Forbath is the walking, talking reason why I hate kickers. All you have to do is look at Kai Forbath and say, that guy should not have a uniform on. He should not have a helmet. I felt like he got the helmet from some kid's store.
No, he looks just and like no, a kicker, though.
It just reminds me of why I hate kickers. He just looks scared. He looks timid. He looks intimidated, and when you need him to make a freaking kick, he can't do it.
They're on their fourth kicker, and I will.
Why? That's such a huge story.
Bet anybody, there will be a fifth before we're done.
But look
anybody
at, look
want
the,
to take action on this one?
And if you're looking at just look at the Ravens. The Ravens have the best kicker in the NFL,
right?
With the best offense in the NFL,
but Christian,
and one of the best defenses, you are left with
Kai Forbath.
Well, you're a glutton and you're not respectful. The Patriots have had all of this stuff in the past.
Oh, in the past,
they don't
of
have
course.
It right now.
No. We're talking about today, the here, the now.
Okay.
Looking
all
at
right.
the future and what's all what's possible.
I'm going to take a break. Why don't you go out there, right that hallway?
Wait, what do you want me to do?
Go look at the banners that are hanging up at the end of the end zone.
Is it still snowing outside?
Yep, it's snowing outside. What are you lazy?
You know what I want you to do?
Snow?
I want you to go try and get into the locker room and see if you can catch whatever the Patriots had, so you can miss a couple days.
617-779-7937. Bill Belichick coming up next hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Devin, with respect to the flu, I'm not trying to offer any excuses here, but just get an idea of what this week was like for you on Friday. I mean, did you have a sense of who might play or who might not? Did you have that sense on Saturday?
Yeah, I said that, I think, Friday in the interview. Like, that was more hype than anything. Like, guys were in there. By the end of the week, we had guys practicing. Like, we knew exactly, you know, what we had. Like, we didn't have anybody, like, on their deathbed. Like, come Friday, we had a lot of guys in there you know, able to go, like, no different than, you know, injuries or, you know, not knowing a little bit. But we had a good idea who was playing. Like, I wouldn't say, you know, other than how guys felt individually out there playing, I wouldn't say, like, our preparation during the week, I wouldn't say we were thrown off a lot by that, you know.
Devin McCourty, give them credit. They're not using it as an excuse. If it was an issue, if they're not making a big deal. Matter of fact, every time I've heard a question asked to a player, they go, nah, I think Belichick's answer was when he was asked, I don't know. You know, they're not using it as an excuse. They got beat in the game. The other factor, I think, that has people feeling a little bit shaky today or maybe a little bit pissed off is they watch Baltimore beat a really good team yesterday.
Where do we start with
again,
that one?
Right. And I thought the 49ers played a hell of a game. 49ers were able to run the football.
Game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Excellent football game. They were able to run the football against them. I'm not sure you can do that.
Good offensive team, too, right?
San Francisco.
49ers, yeah.
They run the ball a lot.
Well,
I mean, that's
than
their
your,
game.
Their...
I mean, Garoppolo doesn't have to do an awful lot. You talked about Brady earlier and how Brady's got to be perfect and how many things Brady has to do. I don't think Garoppolo has a deep, long list of responsibilities and duties.
Well, it was two very similar teams. They ran the ball very, very well and asked their quarterback to throw the ball maybe 20 times.
Yes.
Because I think that's what basically they did.
Yes.
Which makes the passing game that much better because you're establishing the run.
Correct.
To your point. You know, I mean, you look at that and it's, okay, the way to beat Kansas City this coming week is probably to run the ball. San Fran showed that, okay, maybe he can run the ball versus Baltimore, even though they're a very good run defense. San Fran, maybe that's how you can beat them as well. But you can't do that.
But I'll tell you
this. You don't have a running game.
As good as their defense was, the 49ers defense, I noticed the exact same mistakes by the 49ers as the Patriots. And that is, how many times did Ingram get tackled when he didn't have the ball? Or Lamar Jackson get tackled when he didn't have the ball? The deception to me. Is still, you can talk about his legs, you can talk about his running ability, you can talk about the tight ends. The deception that they have in their offense, to me, is the single biggest thing because you amp up your speed because you think you have to because he's the quickest guy in the league. And the 49ers have a quick defense. So you ramp it up when really what you need is to be able to slow everything down and figure out who's got the ball, who do I have to tackle, what gap, where am I going? And the 49ers did not do a good job of it. It looked very similar to New England.
Well, they had a better job than you did.
Well, they did because it was a closer game. But they still had the same problem in attacking the wrong guy. They did it
a
lot.
Yeah, but it still came down to the last drive. They kept the ball. They went for it on fourth down, third down short, fourth down. They kept the drive along. They killed the clock, and then they were able to kick it to win it.
Yeah, and the 49ers, as I just said, can run the ball so they can compete with Baltimore.
But I would say, you know,
we're
ways away from worrying about Baltimore. But I would say, you know, San Fran slowed them up. Now, I don't know when you're looking at film and what they did, but maybe you can mimic some of that. But 17 points, 20 points, I think you'll take that all day long. A couple touchdowns, a couple field goals.
Well, yeah, bad conditions too, right?
Well, no, I'm just saying. Yeah. I mean, bad conditions.
Yeah.
Does it affect the running game?
It does. Yeah, I think it affects the running game, the bad conditions.
I don't. I mean, maybe you might fumble, but it might affect the passing game type of thing, ball slick or whatever. But as far as running the football, they were good. But Baltimore was, the first time they didn't put up 40 games in like 5-6 weeks? I mean, we talk about this offense having 22 drives and 18 of them in touchdowns going into that game, and three of them were field goal attempts. They actually had the punt. You actually saw their punter. So San Fran did something there to slow that team down, to get them off the field.
No, I agree. I said they played a really good game. I'm saying that the biggest problem you have with Baltimore is something that the 49ers had trouble with the way the Patriots and other teams have had, and that is who has the ball. It's the deception that really makes it very difficult.
Well, I mean, of course.
They did a better job, and he had over 100 yards rushing, did he not? And 100 yards through the air. So he had some success. But the biggest problem you have with him is when he puts the ball in Ingram's gut, you don't know if it's coming back out, and people get confused all the time.
Well, I will say you were looking for someone to break the code, and I think what you saw was about as close as you could get to breaking the code with the San Francisco 49ers.
Yes.
That's it. So you're never really going to stop them. You just so if the roles were reversed and the 49ers had the ball, could they have closed it out on their end? Because could their offense have closed it out and thus maybe, you know, did what the Ravens did? Because the Ravens worked the end of that game perfectly. They made the big plays when it mattered the most. They made the difficult fourth down plays. They kept the drive going. And even in every single time, they were close.
And they have
just
great,
not
they have
close
a great
enough.
Kicker, too. They have a great kicker.
Yeah, so, I mean, they just got – I would say, I mean, it can Buffalo do that?
Can Kai do
can
that?
Can Buffalo –
Could Kai do that
no.
at the end of
but can Buffalo – no. Can Buffalo give you – can Buffalo hold them to 20 points? And if you can hold them to 20 points, can you score 23, 21? Can Josh Allen – score 21
well, that's
points.
Point.
On that
that
defense,
was a so. Very good San Fran D, and you held them to 20. All right, that's a W.
Yeah.
Right, that's a win. Even though you lost the game, still you held that team to 20 points. Right. They've been averaging 40 plus. Can you put up 21?
Right.
Well, and I would say if you're Buffalo, the stakes just got so much higher for you because here you go. Sure, the Patriots are going to play the Chiefs, guys. There's blood in the water. I'm Sean McDermott. You keep doing what you're doing. There's blood in the water. They're going to lose another one. We're going to have this. We could possibly have the same record as the New England Patriots with 3 weeks to go in the NFL season. You can win the East, guys. Like, that is
Ooh, Buffalo.
A real.
Yeah.
Yeah, Buffalo. That's reality.
Yeah. No,
they can actually win it.
They have a legitimate shot here. Obviously, they've got to win next week, and then they've got to beat New England, and they could win the division, which
well,
means
you need, you
New
need
England
Cincinnati
would be a
to be
wild
this
card
week.
Team.
They really need
Cincinnati
a confidence booster.
I agree.
They need to beat up on one of those poor, helpless yeah. teams like the Cincinnati
You're
Bengals.
Not getting one of those. You're getting a team that's getting healthier every single week. Here's a guy in Ipswich, or is it Guy? Talkie guy.
Guy? Yeah, it's a Guy.
Right.
Hey, Christian,
Yo.
Lou, Glenn,
Yo.
You guys get flu shots, correct?
Yeah.
I actually haven't gotten one.
I did,
you
yes.
One? I have not got one.
I haven't got one yet. I'm going to get one, though.
Well, do you think the team would be advised to get a flu shot as close as they
who
are? And
how do you know it's the flu?
Yeah, who cares? Might not have been the flu.
Well, maybe it's the monster stealing all their talent.
Could be the bird flu.
That's it.
My guess is that they probably, with a professional sports team with an entire medical staff, probably dealt with all of that stuff. They probably do a better job of dealing with that stuff because it could be catastrophe if you lose, you know, half your team to in a game. So I'm just guessing.
Did,
I don't
they?
Know if they had a flu shot. My
yeah.
gut feeling would be they probably did. Yeah, probably mandated.
But didn't they have 12 guys on the?
Yeah, we don't know if it's the flu.
We don't know
yeah.
what it was.
We don't know what it was.
We don't know what it was. I mean, that's a long-standing flu if it's the flu, because Cannon was still struggling with that thing yesterday.
Yeah, still getting IVs.
Yeah,
that wasn't the reason why they lost.
No. Here's Ed in California. Hi, Ed.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Great, Ed.
I just wanted to, first off, give Christian a shout-out. Heck of a job last month on the 25 for 100.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys, I'm looking for some silver lining and, you know, looking for that silver lining. I feel eerily similar than how I felt last December, in the middle of December, when we dropped to 9-5. Is there any parallels that we can draw? And just trying to keep things positive over here.
No, it's worse. No, it is. I mean, it is. It's worse. I mean, because, you know, last year we were so accustomed to seeing Brady. You know, he's still coming off of two great years, throwing the football, right? Three or four of some of his best years of his career. So it was still about Brady throwing the ball to Edelman and Gronk and weapons, Cooks the year before, Amendola the year before with Hogan, that it was still about throwing the football. And you didn't believe, you know, with the way the year of the NFL was last year, that you could win running the ball. So it was about you can't win running the ball. You got to throw the ball. Well, we were wrong. Because they still had the strength of an offensive line that was healthy all year, two of the best blocking tight ends in all of football, and a great fullback. So, you know, you didn't think they could win by throwing the ball because it's what we were accustomed to seeing recent years. But as it turns out, they ran the hell out of it.
Okay, but that's
and that helped them, you know, that's one of the reasons why they're successful in the postseason.
And I think it's
they don't have that.
Right. I think it is. It could be worse as well. Here's the problem.
So now they can't run, they can't throw.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
So you tell me what the silver lining is of the offense.
Here's the silver lining.
Go ahead.
The revisionist historians have got it all screwed up because I heard them all this morning, and they're sitting there going, it's been years since the Patriots have looked this bad late in the season. No, it was last year. They lost in Miami. They lost in Pittsburgh. They were 9-5, and we sat here, all three of us, and said, no shot. Zero. Zike. And we weren't the only ones.
What does that mean?
Everybody was saying that. Everybody. It's foreign language. See if
is
you
it?
Figure it out. Yes.
What foreign language?
It's a hockey term. So
actually, I heard Zeke. Yeah.
But people were saying this last year. So we're looking at in the moment. So in the moment, we're saying the exact same thing we said last year after the Miami and Pittsburgh game, guys. The exact same thing. 13 games in.
All right? Yeah, yeah, no. I mean,
said the same thing.
We've seen it before, too. I don't know. Eamon, do you have the Bart Scott, right? Because you talk about revisionist history and short-term memories. This guy, I mean, you guys listen to it because I know Patriot fans, you'll probably catch it. Go ahead.
And you look at the field goal, you know, Forbath missing the field goal, putting behind the sticks. Now, yeah. We know Nick Folk may come back. But listen, their path to the Super Bowl, especially, you know, we know what it is if they don't host throughout. You know, they've never made a Super Bowl when they had to go on the road at any point. So it's going to be interesting to see.
They've never made the Super Bowl.
Three times they've done it.
How about last year?
Including last year.
Seriously, like, what are we doing? Like, Bart Scott. Like, is anybody going to sit there at the table and just, are they having a conversation or is it just monologues? Because if
monologues.
You said something like that, stupid like that, that's factually incorrect, we'd sit there and say, well, of course, last year, and don't forget, let's see, 01, 04, any other years, but I know. Last year.
Yeah, they've never made a Super Bowl when they had to go on the road at any point.
Last year in Kansas City.
Right.
Like, how do you
well,
just
that's,
forget
but
that?
That's the point I'm making, and that's why I don't think you can close the door on them for this year. You're living in the moment of what happened in this game last night.
I think you can.
Well, said it last year. I said it. He said it.
But again, because we're so accustomed to offense and passing, winning. We saw what the Rams were doing. We saw what Kansas City was doing. We saw these teams throwing the living hell out of the football and said, that's the only way you can win. Well, okay, fine. They realized you can run the ball because that was their strength. Okay, that was their strength. They can't run it, and they can't throw it. So I'm sorry, but it is different. If Tom Brady's going to sit there and look at Dorsett and give him the gun salute, whatever, and say, you know what, I'm done with him. Harry with the slant, I'm done with him. You're not going to win
so
with
let me
just
give you one
Julian Edelman.
Let me give you one answer to that. The defense right now is better than that defense you were dealing with after 13 games last year.
The defense isn't as good as you think. You just went up against third-string quarterbacks
with no weapons.
You're
living in the
moment
from last night. I'm telling you
that
the offense...
I'm living in the moment the last four weeks.
Your offense was your problem last night more than your defense. I'm not saying the defense played well, like Wiki.
Your defense gave up 28.
They didn't. Right. They did not play well.
Last night checked, that's the problem.
But I think overall, this defense is better than what you saw last night. It's probably not as good as some of the times we've seen it early on in the season against real stiff teams. But the defense is better, Lou. Overall than it was a year ago after 13 games when all three of us sat here and said, no shot.
Is your defense
Dunsky
that much better than last year to where they can cover up how much worse this offense is?
Well, here's the problem. The defense,
the answer is
the defense
no.
figured it out in the first half of Kansas City. Second half was really rough. And then they figured it out against the L.A. Rams that a lot of people thought was, once again, the greatest show on turf all over again.
Yeah.
Right? There. That's what they thought it was. So, I don't think you can close the door entirely but you're right. Is this a huge task to try to figure out how the hell you can put 20, 24 points up on the board? We're accustomed to seeing this team put 30, 35. Yes, it's a monumental task, but I'm not ready to close the door entirely. I'm not ready to go there. I did it last year. I said there's no way they go to Kansas City and win that game. And I was wrong.
I thought they would.
I was wrong.
I was right.
Yeah.
As usual. They beat Kansas City last year.
You were right.
I've been right about a lot this year. I just get credit for it after some other guy who's an insider or is more respected, says the same thing.
Well, maybe you're not.
I want my comeuppance.
Maybe you're not respected.
I want my just do.
Because you're doing that.
That may be it.
This hour, sponsored by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com.
Tom Brady, who is not any good in... Let me be careful with what I'm saying here. I almost said he's not any good anymore. He's certainly not any good right now. And the only way you could believe he's going to be good again is if he does have some magical GOAT quotient to go to that he is waiting until the last possible moment to activate. As of this morning, the playoffs do not go through Gillette. And I know everyone's going to blame everyone but Brady. They're going to today Belichick's going to catch some heat, which he never does. The receivers are obviously going to catch some heat. This Patriot passing attack is in utter disarray, and it's partially on the receivers, but it's mostly on that guy yelling at the receivers right there, Tom Brady.
I think he's out of his mind. And, you know, the Nick Wrights of the world, I swear to God, they look at the stats. I'm not sure they watch the game. The stats are not going to tell you anything about that game yesterday, or very little. All right?
If you, you know what people see, I see the highlights all day. The throw where no receiver is because it didn't convert right, like the whole shotgun thingy.
And they assume
the throw into double coverage with Julian Edelman. Well, I think he was throwing that away, and quarterbacks do that all the time. But I think they miss what's going on, and I think every single quarterback has a bunch of throws where they said, "Let me see if he can make a play." Listen, you ran a go, and I thought you were going to run a hitch. Well, the ball goes over your head. You were supposed to have a double move. I was throwing the double move because, hey, I gave you a double move, and I'm throwing it with anticipation. I hate when people say, well, why doesn't the quarterback just adjust? Lots of time they do, but sometimes on a call-it-and-run-it play where you have to throw with anticipation, you have to throw the ball before they break, before they come out of their cut. Sometimes you got lots of time, and you just sit there, and it's like playing 7-on-7 or 7-on-air.
Well, we referenced earlier Dan Orlovsky, who put a video out last night during the game, basically telling you why Brady got so pissed on that sideline. And he was giving you the entire play, breaking it down. He was looking for the double move. He gave the signal with the little gun and the whole works. And then he explained that on the sideline to Josh McDaniels. Here's an ex-quarterback who gets it, who understands what the quarterback is dealing with. I saw Phil Perry do the same thing late last night. He put a couple of another video out that had another play and pointed out where the mistake was made. And it really wasn't Brady's fault. But I think it's easy. I also think these people are looking at the age. It's simple. He's 42. Not supposed to do this anymore. So his arm's falling off. He's got no arm strength. He's got no accuracy.
We got a translation of pep talk speech.
When did this happen again?
This was after the go to he threw the pick to Harry and then the go to Myers.
Myers
that he wasn't happy with, and he came to the sideline.
No. I think
wasn't it?
No, I think this was the play to Dorsett on the left side, lined up far.
Well, either
to the left.
Way. Well, yeah. So he said apparently because John Boy, who was very aggressive when it came to the Houston Astros.
Excuse me, John Boy.
John Boy's his name. All the videos of the Houston Astros cheating.
I used to love him.
And it's pretty accurate. Looked at it during the break. So it says, "Hey guys, we got to pick things up. We got to be faster, quicker, more explosive. Everything. We're too effing robotic. All right, make a quick post. Let's be aggressive off the ball. Every son of a bitch." Apparently. Come on, let's go grind this effort out.
How is that any different from hearing a guy mic'd up in any game that you watch out there? That's not much different.
It isn't. And I would say that was fine. People were dissecting that like crazy. The one which really showed where he was just, here we go again, is when he came off the sideline and he's got his helmet, and it looks like he wants to chuck it, throw it into the ground.
He just dropped it.
He just kind of gave it to somebody. They caught it, and he sat down.
Well, the replay of the Myers one, he said, go. You know, and they kind of went back and showed him afterwards, and he just threw his arm up and like kind of wigged out there for a minute, right? That was it. But, no, listen, there's obvious frustration with this wide receiving group. And honestly, to me, and Kirsten, you tell me, I don't know how much, you know, I know they got limited practices, but it honestly does look like, you know, they lost that game last night. You know, they beat Dallas the week before. They beat Philly. And it's like they don't practice. Do they practice during the week?
They do practice, Lou.
Like, is there the wide receiving coach, who would that be again?
That would be it's kind of a – he's got two jobs.
What do you mean he's got two jobs? Isn't he one at this point?
No, really, at this level, yeah. He's also – he's the receivers coach.
Yeah.
First time being a receivers coach.
That's good.
And he's also the special teams
coach. I would say spend a little bit more time in the wide receivers because you got about four guys running around with no clue where the freak they're supposed to be. No clue whatsoever. Like, seriously, it looks like they're not going to practice all week or communicate or talk these things through, and they're going to just show up against Kansas City, and we're going to see the same thing again.
I don't buy that.
You think it's going to get better? They've gone backwards,
Glenn. I don't buy that they've gone backwards. I agree, I don't buy that they don't spend time going over this.
Are you telling me
that Philip Dorsett, who's been around for the last couple of years, doesn't understand what the little trigger with the gun is?
I would say apparently not. Apparently not.
Really?
Well, do you think he saw it? That's his only excuse.
No, he saw it. Okay. He was looking directly at Brady.
But you find it hard to believe he doesn't know what that means?
Yes.
Did you see what he did?
Yes.
Did it look like he knew what it meant?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
He didn't do what he was supposed to do.
So obviously he doesn't know what it means.
It's Oh, come on.
Well,
it's his fault.
Why can't it just be his head's up his
ass?
That's
what happened.
So he looked at it and saw the gun and said, okay, that's just a go. All right, I'm going to run it out. No, obviously he had no clue what the hell it meant, or he would have done it.
You got to be kidding me. That is a simple thing that they've worked on and done for how long?
Well,
people keep on calling up about a complex offense. We're not talking about complex offense.
I don't understand. He obviously didn't know what it was because he didn't do it.
That's his fault.
It is his fault. He's dumb.
How's that Brady's fault?
When did I say it's Brady's fault? I'm talking about the wide receiver's
95%
coach.
95% Brady's fault.
I'm talking about the wide receiver's coach who's got guys out there and running around, and nobody knows what the hell they're doing.
I got to give you credit.
That's a coach killer. Yeah. That's what those guys like that are coach killers. That get them fired because they do everything they're supposed to. They go over it multiple times.
Well, maybe Joe Judge should stick with the special teams.
Well, maybe it's one of those things where he realizes that he can get more out of the special teams than Matthew Slater.
Where's Troy Brown? Why isn't Troy Brown spending more time with these guys? Is he? Because Judge apparently isn't getting it done. I feel like you're going to wake up on Sunday. Do you really think on Sunday against Kansas City, all of a sudden these guys are going to start getting better at this? They're going backwards,
Glenn. 42 up on the board and lose.
They're going backwards.
44-42.
But I didn't say any of that was Brady's fault. However, he is the quarterback of this team. So I give him a little bit more than the 5% that you're willing to give him or the 1% that Wiggy's willing to give him.
I give him
because
no more
he's
than
the 10. Quarterback of this team and his patience. It's not what it once was because he can't handle this group. He can't get these guys to do stuff. He can't get these guys to go in the right direction and do what he wants to do. To me, the quarterback has to take some blame. I'm not saying physically he's done. I'm saying mentally, as far as his patience go, it looks to me like he's thrown his hands
up. Well, people are playing off of the optics, and you just read Little John, Big John, Harry, whatever John.
John Boy,
whatever. It sounds to me like that was a normal speech that any quarterback would give on the sideline if your team is screwing up.
I would agree.
I don't find that outrageous.
I never said it was.
You find that outrageous?
No.
You probably heard it a few times.
I don't think anyone said it. No.
It's been outrageous.
I've never been yelled at before.
All right, Ben Watson or somebody.
Oh, yeah, those guys. Yeah, Dan Graham.
They got it.
I don't think anyone's saying it's outrageous.
Oh, no, I think
just pointed out that he showed a lot of emotion.
Oh, no, he's taking heat nationally on this one. Oh, yeah, Brady.
Over that speech?
Yeah.
No.
And Aaron Rodgers
taking heat over his performance, but not in that speech.
Jason's in Boston. Next up here on EEI. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how's it going, guys? First time caller. Just wanted to say that Tom Brady's play is a lot connected to his lack of a viable backup quarterback. Some of that is lacking that internal driver, a viable backup quarterback.
Why?
Because, historically he's played better with people behind him, lighting that internal fire.
Really? Because let me ask you this. After Garoppolo was out of here, the next year he won the Super Bowl, did he not? He didn't have anybody chasing him for...
His career was pretty good before Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Well, a backup quarterback was chasing him.
I mean, you're making that up, right? I mean, it's just...
There's a level of complacency to his play. It's so predictable how they've been playing, where first down they've been running the ball, second down they've been typically running the ball, and I just feel like there's a predictability there that...
They know that they're
going to pass when they're passing, and so I feel like he's being complacent, and he's more likely to just play the way they want
really?
To. And
so usually people that are complacent, they don't sit there and they scream and yell and get all pissed off. Usually they sit there and say, "Oh, I'm good. I got another year. I'm out of here at the end of the year. I'll be in Jacksonville."
You think? You think Tom realizes that he needs N'Keal Harry? That he needs. Like Sanu and Myers and Dorsett to do anything to achieve the goal, because if he just thinks that Edelman can get it done and James White in mop-up duty, because James White was a disappearing act again when the game really mattered for the first 2.5 quarters, that he thinks they can achieve and go to a Super Bowl by just icing the other wide receivers than Julian Edelman?
I think Tom believes...
Because it looks like
I think Tom believes he needs somebody or a couple of those receivers to do it. He has no trust in Harry. He has no trust right now in Myers or Dorsett. And I think he looks at it and says, I've got trust in Edelman. I'm going to find a way. Let's find a way of freeing him up. And the same thing maybe with James White. So he needs somebody. He knows he needs somebody. I don't think he has any confidence.
Dorsett screws up. I mean, Myers screws up, and he goes back to him. Harry screws up, and it's like, that's it. Get the hell
off
the
field. He's probably doing it every day in practice. He's probably, what does Belichick call it,
error
repeater. Yeah. He's probably an error repeater.
He's an error repeater. They put him on the field to begin with?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
What do you
if
mean?
He's an error repeater during practice and screws up in practices. I don't think they just mysteriously think that he's going to just go and play in the NFL. Oh, so Bill cares about first round picks? He's going to play no matter what?
No, I don't think
he'd start if he was an error offender in practice and couldn't figure it out.
They didn't play that much.
After the interception, he didn't play at all.
So they
10 snaps.
So they know they need help, Lou. You keep on saying, give the kids a chance. So they give the kids a chance. The kid screws up, has no body control out there. That pick was all on N'Keal Harry, okay? And what are they doing at that point? They're sitting there going, we can't trust him.
Yeah, just like Dorsett, but he went back to him. Just like Myers, but he goes back to him. Just like Sanu, and he went back to him.
Well, I mean, there are some guys where you sit there and go, okay, this guy, you know, based on age, gets a pass because – what's the alternative? There's nobody left.
That's
so
the point.
Some guys,
the point is N'Keal
Harry's
the best option
he has.
The one guy
that's not getting a pass is N'Keal Harry because he's the biggest liability. Like, you'd rather have Jacoby Myers out there. You'd rather have a 4.8 running Jacoby Myers out there.
Good hands anyway.
Reliable as hell, consistent.
Just can't get
still
separation.
Still makes mistakes.
Just can't get
separation. But he's not a one or a two. He's a four.
He's a four.
Five. He's a four. Yeah. Listen. Yeah. In the progression of the route.
So here's the problem.
You're going to get it. Come down with it.
All right, so here's the other problem. And we talked about this early on in the season when we talked about it's nice having these guys at the end of your depth chart, but not at the top of your depth chart because now they're facing good corners. They're facing starters. They're facing guys who are better than them at their position. And that's a problem for them. It is. If you've got those guys deep on your depth chart, you're okay. You can give them a little, you know, rep every once in a while. You can't do it when suddenly you need them to be a featured
guy. But that's what
they
always do this with their young players, like they're especially the skill position players. And I hate when people go, "Wow, other players can figure it out, and they're automatically in the system, and they're making plays." And I would say maybe they're smarter, maybe they're just overall more mature. Or they're just better players. Maybe you reached on N'Keal Harry. Maybe he isn't as good as you thought he could be. Or maybe he's 2 years away from being the guy that you want. Call it a learning curve. I don't know. The fact is that they do this with skill position players all the time. Just go look through history. I mean, if you end up fumbling the ball, it's the same way they look at running backs handling the football. We talked about how important it was last week with Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick. And listen, if you fumble the football, you were not carrying the football. So it's the same way with running routes and being in the right spot, especially when you need to be so precise. And Tom asked you to be. Listen, you don't have to run the route the same way Troy Brown did or Wes Welker is. You just need to get to that spot. So Wiggy got there differently than I did, or Dan Grant, or Ben Watson in his first go-round, or all the other players. They all got there differently. Either they were slow or fast. It didn't matter. Get to the spot. That's it. Find the void. Use the leverage. That's all he cares about. He'll adjust to you.
And N'Keal Harry did not do that. And it was all on him. He did not do that. That was all about him having body control.
Yes.
He did not get it done. All right, 617-779-7937. We've got an hour to go. We go 30 minutes commercial free. And Bill Belichick joins us in the 5 o'clock hour. What do you think, Lou? He's going to feel good today? Got to have some good,
I'm looking forward
some
to
good
it.
Questions today for the coach. We'll do all of that coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.